Hello, pleasure lovers. Welcome to another episode on the Pleasure Talks podcast. I am so excited with today's episode. As you know, this is a platform for women to share their stories on cannabis and sexual health. And today we have the amazing Caroline from Boston. We'll be talking about sex, relationships, and what cannabis really means to us. It's going to be juicy. Get your joints, get your bongs, get comfortable for an amazing episode. So thank you so much for being with us today, Carolyn. I'm so excited. This podcast is really going to be a juicy one, guys. That's what I'm all going to say. Just a disclaimer, as we do for every episode, this podcast is not to treat, cure, or diagnose anyone. This is a platform for women to share their own cannabis experience. So take that as you will, and let's just dive right in. So thank you, Carolyn, for being with us today. How are you? How is your day today?
It's great. I've been homeschooling my kids. I just gave them over to their father and have my gin and tonic, and soon we'll have my own cannabis. Yummy. So it's a good Friday night.
That's amazing. Yes, all the parents that are taking this teacher role, I am so just in awe of all of it, because it's just so much that we're all having to pile up on during this quarantine time, for sure.
Absolutely.
But I love that you have cannabis on the list. So cannabis is next.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Which brings us to our first question. So Caroline, how did you first discover cannabis? Was that earlier on in your life? Was that later on? Paint us a picture of what that looked like.
I was a late bloomer. In high school, my boyfriend was a complete stoner, you know, stoned at 7:30 in the morning when we walked to school together. I did all his homework. You know, but for whatever reason, I did not really dip into it a whole lot. Occasionally, maybe in high school, a little bit in college, but not really a whole lot. It just wasn't part of my life, and it wasn't part of my 20s or even my 30s. But when I got divorced, my neighbor, who grows his own, he very strongly recommended me to try it. So he loaned me his little bowl, and he loaned me some of his homegrown flower, and I didn't want to smoke it with anyone else. I was a little shy. And so I just kind of, you know, how do I do this? What do I do? And my first real experience as an adult really was in my own living room listening to music. And it blew me away.
Okay. I was just hearing some backlash on your end, if you're touching something near the microphone. Or
okay. I don't think so. We'll try. We'll pay attention.
Yeah. Amazing. So it was definitely at that time. And I know now you're a nurse, which is very interesting. So how has that, what has your perception on cannabis changed a lot since then?
It has. So I've been a nurse for about 15 years, and I've mostly been an end of life care nurse, a hospice nurse. And I'm in the middle of transitioning careers, but I found cannabis for myself. And then I also started thinking about how much I wish I could bring it to patients, and started looking into the world of cannabis nursing as well. I don't know if I'll take it beyond my own personal sort of treasure, because I do think I think cannabis may become very, very medicalized as well. But I think that so many patients need it and would benefit from it, including the geriatric population, who is my specialty.
Right.
So I wish I were in a position where I could share it more with patients, but I currently can't, but I think it's a wonderful new niche that's opening up for nurses too.
Totally, for sure. I'm really excited, and I'm super geeky when it comes to medical applications of cannabis. So, but that, you know, takes time. It takes many years to do the research and development it takes to get a new drug on the market. And it's very difficult, but at the end of the day, we're still at the very beginning stages of this industry, and it's a very exciting time to be alive. So let me know. Let's get into the juiciness of things. So how has cannabis really played a role in maybe like your self-love kind of aspect or in your sexual relationships? How has cannabis really helped you sexually, do you find, over the years?
It's completely changed my life. I've always been someone who had relationships, started having sex relatively early, and always enjoyed it. It was always fine. But I wasn't, you know, I wish I were one of those nurses, those women who, you know, had orgasms really easily, but I wasn't. And I didn't, from, you know, most of my 20s and 30s, I didn't realize that most women didn't, that it wasn't actually completely easily attainable for most people. So I wound up just spending a lot of my adult life feeling broken or feeling like there was something wrong with me and that I was disappointing my partners or that I was a burden. And on top of it, I am someone who doesn't naturally find it easy to ask for what I want. I'm the type of person who will go to the hair salon and I can't even tell the hair person that the water's too cold, you know, just heat up the water for God's sake, you know, but I can't even say that. So I think I boxed myself in with, I had a lot of men in my life who were, I think I would consider them selfish or inhibited. And I didn't know how to speak up for myself. And so it was always a real gap for me where the desire for fit, you know, really good, satisfying physical connection is very strong in me. And yet I couldn't fully access it.
Right.
And my marriage was pretty difficult in that respect as well. And it was when I got divorced and I spent a lot of time alone. I wasn't interested in dating much because I was crazy about someone who actually now is my partner, but I spent a lot of time solo. And it was during that time that I had cannabis introduced to me and I was completely solo. And I went into this amazing cave of self-exploration.
Wow.
And I feel like my whole world was like exploded. I mean, no pun intended. But like, really, it was that combination of cannabis, solo exploration and play, and really going into what cannabis can do for your sort of personal connection with yourself that has given me a sort of a peace and excitement that I had no idea was even attainable.
I love that. I love everything you shared. I can very much relate to a lot of the things that you've shared, and I'm sure our listeners can agree as well. Attaining pleasure, I think that many of us are constantly seeking for, but have so many difficulties reaching that when it comes from just asking for what we want, even though we know what we want, or just having the trouble communicating that to a partner, or even a hairdresser. I totally find myself in that people-pleasing mindset where I'm not worthy and it's for the other person. When, you know, I think something that was really mind-boggling for me was learning that sex is not something that you just give to someone. You don't give sex to a guy. Like, you share sex. Sex is to be enjoyed by both partners. And I feel that in your experience trying cannabis and solo for the first time, that was like you having another partner, but just sharing that and being willing to delve into that pleasure, you know, let go and ease into it. And I think it's so much more easier to attain that way.
Absolutely. And I will, you know, I'll say I always felt, even when I had partners, or even when I was married, I felt like I was an untapped resource. I had this sense that there was something untapped in me. You know, I would struggle having orgasms with my husband, but, or my ex-husband now, but I would have nocturnal orgasms. And I was like, how is that possible? How, I feel like there's a gold mine in me that I can't reach.
Right.
And as I started spending all these nights alone and kind of exploring everything, I mean, everything under the sun, you know, porn, dress up, sex toys, everything all by myself, with cannabis included, and feeling like I would just, every night it would sort of be this fantasy, high definition. You didn't feel alone, and I felt like I was, just finding new realms in myself that I then could take into my next relationship, which is the really exciting thing. In addition to continuing my own relationship with myself, but it's pretty exciting.
That's beautiful. I love it. I love cannabis so, for so many reasons. And I think one reason I want to highlight is that even if you do use cannabis alone, you don't necessarily feel alone. You know, it takes out the loneliness of being alone. And to be honest, especially during this quarantine season, I find that being alone is very difficult for a lot of people. It brings a lot of depression. It brings a lot of heartache. But what I find that to be at peace with being yourself, which is not easy, but a practice that takes time, is definitely worth it. And it will trickle down to your pleasures as well, like you've mentioned. And it's so beyond worth it. And it helps even if these times, I know I'm even going crazy during this quarantine sometimes, and soaking a joke by myself brings me so much grounding and peace.
And I don't, even though I have done some courses on understanding the endocannabinoid system, and I understand that there's something neurologic that's happening, but it's this sort of understanding that there, the respect for the fact that I don't fully understand my body. I don't understand why, we don't really understand why, you know, I was reading about this, that the length of space, and I don't know if this is too graphic, but the length of the distance between, you know, a clitoral hood in your vagina, why that affects a woman's ability to orgasm. But it does. We have these structural differences that does affect this stuff. And we don't understand neurologically everything that cannabis is doing, but it is doing something for sure, on an emotional level and a physiologic level.
Both, yeah. And pleasure is in both realms for sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can tell that even just not sexually related, if I'm high, I automatically trust more. If there's something that when I'm not high, I might overthink or I might doubt, I might sort of expect the worst of what, if I'm high, I don't go down that road. I just trust. I don't, fear doesn't lead. And I know that it's having that impact on me emotionally. And so when you put that into play and intimacy or sex, obviously that's another component. There's the trust, and then there's the physiologic changes that are happening from the flower or the plant. And I think it's really magical. It's a magical combination. I know there's a lot of stories of people feeling paranoid, or they may not have those positive experiences, but for me at least, it sort of brings things together.
Yeah, for sure. If used correctly and mindfully, it can definitely mitigate those effects. But yes, for some, most definitely. Can we go back to when you were saying that cannabis using solo was super beneficial for you, but not only for you, but also for your future partners? How has cannabis really helped in that area?
So I think that by me realizing that I'm not broken, and by me realizing that that I actually am a wealth of I don't know how to put it, but that I can actually, I can have multiple orgasms without even touching myself when I'm high. There are things that just need to be put sort of connected in a different way. And so to be able to know that and have that confidence in me, or to know that, all right, so maybe I can access that with a little help from cannabis, kind of like someone needs a reflux medicine to be able to eat their food better. If that is something that actually helps me, and then I can take it to my partner. And if I find, you know, I currently have a partner who I can be open and honest about all of this, and we can explore it together. It just adds a confidence and a comfort level that I think can radically change your sex life.
Mm-hmm. It's like people always say, when you use cannabis, don't use a specific cannabinoid, get all the terpenes, get the full spectrum effect. That's the best way to consume cannabis. But I find another way, it has like almost this entourage effect. I just like the term, but this entourage effect that, yes, it will help in one aspect in your life, but it will trickle down into so many more for sure. Mm-hmm. And I love that you can totally relate to that.
Yeah. And so my partner, who's been one of my best friends for many years, he grows his own. He's a complete lover of cannabis. And because we came together initially as friends and share this kind of love for it, and he watched me explore it, we've always had an honesty and a comfort in that respect. And I feel like that has also, that laid the groundwork for being honest about my own fears or inhibitions or sense of, you know, that sense that I was broken. and really felt like I had sort of a hand to hold as I brought this into our relationship too.
Right.
And so, you know, now I feel really blessed that I have a really amazing sex life for the really the first time in my life. And then the beauty is that, I mean, it's great with or without cannabis, but we can do both.
Right.
And I think there's changes in my ability to reach orgasm without cannabis because of cannabis. That makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Sort of like bleeding out into my non-cannabis life too.
Yes, completely. Even when, yeah, that's what I love about cannabis is like maybe you smoke it once a week or once a month, but it's still going to give you those benefits, you know, a little bit, maybe more long-term or midterm. It's still going to help. It's such a healing plant in so many areas. So I want to talk more about sex. Do you think cannabis helps with the orgasm gap? Because we hear the orgasm gap thrown around everywhere now when men are able to attain orgasms at way higher rates than women are. Do you think cannabis could be a really good front runner in terms of that to help mitigate that effect?
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, not only clearly does it do something to many of our bodies, we talk about it being an aphrodisiac, but like I can really feel my body completely changing. Like something is happening that is absolutely priming me for multiple orgasms or really intense orgasms. And so I think that it can help women achieve it more. I think it can help them relax and feel able to ask for what they want more. It absolutely, when my man and I have sex, both of us high, we could spend hours and hours. It sort of like, it expands your time, almost in your sense of time.
Yeah.
And so it just gives you this so much more room to kind of play and be honest and explore, I think, which is what a lot of women would need.
Mm-hmm.
They need time and they need someone who is, they need to feel like they can be in it and that they can ask and they can be quote selfish, which is, you know, ridiculous that we have to call it selfish, but we all need that. And I think it gives you that, that ability to relax enough and trust. And it also, it really is changing something in your body that is making orgasm more accessible.
Yeah, like you said, relaxing more is definitely going to help achieve an orgasm. A woman can't have an orgasm if she's stressed and stiff in her body. So the CBD is really good at helping relax the muscles. Cannabis is also a vasodilator, and vasodilators are things that basically open up your blood vessels to receive lots of blood flow to a specific area. So if you use like a cannabis lube, that can really help a lot of women achieve orgasm a lot better. When it comes to pain during sex, it can also mitigate that as well. So I feel like it's really targeting all of these different things that are preventing us from having the orgasm. So I think, of course, it only makes sense to close that orgasm gap. We need to be having more cannabis in the bedroom for sure.
And I think I do worry that some people might think, oh, it's a crutch. It's something you need. I mean, like this reference I made to reflux meds. Well, you know, something like that where people think, well, I can do it if I have that medicine on board. And I have heard some people say, well, isn't that just a crutch that helps you, but it's not really real? And I say that's not a helpful approach to it. You know, not only one, I think, can it bleed out into your non-cannabis use life, but I think that accepting that our bodies are different and that our mental health is very different and that it may actually help you get to a place where you can bridge that gap. I don't want to overthink it or question it or think of it as a crutch. I think it's just an amazing tool to bring more pleasure to more women.
I don't think it's a crutch because I feel like when it comes to a crutch, it's like something you can't really do without. you know? And what I love is that cannabis, even though people say cannabis can be addicting, I don't think it's a very addicting product. I think that the aftermath could be very addicting, you know, feeling less stressed, obviously it could be addicting to feeling more pleasure can also, but in the actual product itself, I don't really find it that addictive after working with over 5,000 patients. I know it could be, but the percentage of actual people that we have that are incredibly slim. But when it comes to, you know, do you need it? I don't think that there's any shame in that because it treats so many different people, you know? Like I have this one woman that I think of all the time who is a rape survivor like myself, but she suffers from dyspareunia, which means that she feels pain during intercourse every single time. So to using a product that you can apply that, I think it's incredibly empowering to use something like that. And I think there's no shame in it. And I think it's the stigma on cannabis in general. We'll just always try and sleep it, like sleep it, you know, it's trying to bring back the devil's lettuce.
That's right. And I just, as I referenced earlier, I mean, it's, the use of cannabis not only sort of enhances my sex life, but I find that my sex life, my response to my body, my ability to connect with my partner, not high, is better than before I started exploring with cannabis.
So I love that.
I think that's could be reassuring to women who might be worried about, well, will I, if I can orgasm with cannabis and can't without, won't I always have to have cannabis? No, I don't think so. I think it actually can open your mind and your heart and your body in a way that you need to cover the
uplifting. Right.
Yeah.
Most definitely. It's so beautiful. Yeah, exactly.
And it's so funny to me that it took me so long to figure this out. There was this really brief time that I was dating after I got divorced. And my heart wasn't into it. I wasn't interested, but I was doing it to distract myself from what I couldn't have. And I had this date and he was like, oh, do you want me to get some weed for our date? And I had no clue what he was talking about. I mean, I was like, I'm a divorced mother of two children. I don't know what you're talking about. He had this knowing look on his face. And now looking back on it, I'm like, oh, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just didn't realize what a potent, useful, wonderful thing it was for intimacy. I didn't know that. And now that I do.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody know.
So now what are your thoughts on joints and dating? Super pro joints and dates?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a guy in my life who's my guy, but we definitely love sharing cannabis together. I love it. I'm learning to grow it. He's starting a business to help other people grow it. And, I love merging it for sure. Mm-hmm. But I imagine if I was single and dating, I imagine that would be something I would want to include as well.
Right. Most definitely. I love when a guy will show up on a date with, joints. I'm like, this is my guy. For sure. I absolutely love it. So what are your thoughts of when it comes to dating and intimacy and cannabis? Like, what are your thoughts on really like self-pleasure, but also with a partner, I guess?
I think that there is nothing better than making sure that you are pleased with your partner. And I don't know how I went so many years not realizing how important that was. But now that I get it, there's no going back.
No going back.
And I think that because cannabis seems to kind of, it's almost like a picture. It brings me together. It makes me feel complete and, kind of whole in myself in this body of Caroline. And I feel like when I'm with my guy and we can even self-pleasure ourselves together when we're high or not when we're high, but it's so amazing. It's and I wish more people included that in there or knew how to include that, because I didn't always know.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, and it takes a lot of confidence.
Right.
I think it takes a lot of confidence, and I think the problem is a lot of people have sex and they don't have confidence and they don't know how to ask for what they want and they don't know where just what they can have together as separate individuals, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, because I feel that it's like, unfortunately, I hate using the terms, but like it's the shame and guilt or the taboos of either sex or cannabis or even both that can really prevent us from having these explosive instances that we both speak about so much. So it really takes, what you really made me notice on today's podcast is that the women who are on this podcast are very sure of themselves. They know what they want. They know themselves. And I feel that cannabis is really good at that. You know, we get very honest with ourselves first and then our partners. And there's a lot of self-reflection that happens when using cannabis, majority of the time, especially when smoked rather than topically. But that's just something you've really made me notice, is that, you know, women who smoke pot are very sure of themselves, and thus it's going to make them a lot more sure with where they're at in their sex lives, and they're going to reevaluate that for sure. And that's having multiple orgasms.
That's right. And I think that that it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there. It doesn't matter what, you know, I didn't figure this out in my 20s or my 30s. And but now that I have, I almost feel like I'll be good. Whatever happens with my relational world, if I have this with myself, I will have this forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope I don't become single again anytime soon, but I like who I'm with, but I feel like I just have a better relationship with myself.
Yeah.
And that I know what I won't accept things that I accepted for much of my young adult life.
Mm-hmm. So is that basically how cannabis has affected your relationships after the divorce? It sounds like it really, because I know that you found it afterwards. And I think it's so, I find it so relating as well, because I got engaged early on in my life and I ended that engagement because I was just so freaked out. I was just like, I don't even know what I want sexually. So I was like, I don't know if I'm enough. So has cannabis really helped with like your relationships after the divorce, are like helping you with self-love, I guess, in that aspect?
Yeah, absolutely. Across the board, it has. I mean, I struggle to some degree with confidence about, you know, like we all do, you know, confidence, comparing, am I good enough? Am I broken? Am I beautiful? All of that. And yet, it's absolutely given me a confidence and a sense of myself and my own potential. And, I think that that's made my current relationship better and stronger. And I think that can affect people's sense of loneliness if they don't have a partner, if they have that confidence with themselves that they've explored through being by themselves with cannabis.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I often wish that some of my women friends, I almost think the best thing is to start exploring it on your own before you take it to your relationships. Cause that's where the kind of like, who am I? How is this coming together? What's this world that I can taste and feel and explore?
Yeah.
I think that's where it can really blossom for you. And then you can, you know, hopefully find someone that you want to say, hey, can we include this? This is important to me, whatever, however you want to bring it in. But I think it would be amazing for most women to explore it on their own first.
Right.
See what happens for them.
For pleasure reasons. And yeah. Understanding they're on cannabis dosage and consumption methods, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I most prefer flower. I like my little bat, and I like my neighbor taught me a great thing called a screen queen, because I don't love to cough, but I love to smoke. So that's my preferred way, though I also do like edibles too, but totally different. And even for me, I'm figuring out how much was too much. Oh, wow, I just need this tiny little amount and I can still have 6 orgasms in a row lying on the couch, not touching myself. Knowing your own thresholds and knowing what happens for you, you just have to explore. You just have to experiment. And I guess some people might not want to do that on their own, but I've found it's really...
Yeah, I always say like that's the best part is like finding out what cannabis product's working for you, you know, getting a strain journal, one journal dedicated to your cannabis use and like writing what genetics work for you, what smoking methods work for you. Cause like, that's when you get to try it all, you know?
And there are some things that you're like, oh, not doing that again.
Yeah.
I've woken up and I'm still high from that, you know, way too large gummy bear I had the night before. This won't be repeated.
You know? Yeah.
So
that's like,
no, why it's ringing. I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I can't figure out how to stop it. Oh god, I'm so sorry about that. I thought I was on silent.
No worries. We're back. cannabis is just so good for so many reasons. And yeah, finding out what gummies or edibles work for you is the most fun part, or lubes, trust me.
I have not explored and I'm very eager to.
Which?
The lubes.
Oh, lubes, yeah. Lubes are so fun to test around with, and even the dosaging of lubes too is really fun to play around with. Someone would need more or less, but a little goes a long way just with like any really cannabis products, really. You'll be surprised, especially for new users. So yeah, I wanted to talk about multiple orgasms because I'm a huge lover of Tantra, and Tantra was really the one that really made me aware of my erotic energy and how to tap into it, and receiving multiple orgasms in conjunction with cannabis lubricants and smoking. But I love your story that you submitted. You're like, I can do this, no hands. You know, so I'm super impressed and would love to hear more on that. And yeah, cannabis was in the mix.
It sort of blew my mind. It sort of, back when I, you know, when I commented, I'm like, why do I have so much trouble? Why do I feel broken? Why do I feel like a disappointment? Why don't I orgasm every time I have sex with whoever I'm having sex with? And yet, why am I having orgasms in my sleep? This doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then early on in my times of getting high by myself, after my divorce, I realized that, oh my God, I'm going to have an orgasm and I haven't even touched myself. And that sort of hit me very hard. And I realized that this was a thing, and that this was, I mean, I don't actually know how much of a thing that is. I haven't looked into it, but it's definitely a thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because, I mean, it's great to masturbate, but it, you know, it also takes some work, right? And so to be able to, completely sort of melt into the high and to not have to put in any work at all. And you know, I mean, there's lots of different types of orgasm for sure, but mm-hmm. these are legit. I mean, these are a real version of an orgasm, and just through fantasy. And it can happen when I'm not high too, but it's definitely being high makes them much more accessible. And they'll just can kind of come one after another.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't moved.
I love that. And I hope that our listeners are, you know, I hope this pushes you guys to really explore different types of orgasms that we can have, which are incredibly powerful, because the pleasure is ours, right? And we always seek pleasure and validation outside rather than starting inside. But with cannabis, it makes it so much more easier to attain and access. You're hearing it from Caroline herself and me and Annette. So I want to hear from you guys as well. Let us know. So what are your favorite strains and cannabis products, and how do you like to consume these days?
So I mostly like indica, mm-hmm. Although I have tried some that are more of a mix, and I seem to like those too. But I pretty much have, between my neighbor and my guy, they grow it and they give it to me, and I've just started growing a little too. And the strains have, ones that I've liked have been Blue Dream, Girl Scout Cookie, R2. We grew some Purple Pine Berry this last summer, which was really nice. So I haven't enjoyed the straight sativas quite as much. I seem to like the indicas or indica mixes. And my preference is definitely to smoke. I love my little one hit bat. That's the best for me, because really I only need one hit. I'll smoke more, but one. And I think probably because I was a smoker in my youth, I just like holding my little bat.
Yeah.
But I do like a gummy now and then, for sure. But it does last for a lot longer. And as I noted, I have had periods where I've gone to sleep and I woke up and, you know, the next day realized it's still in me. But I think that, and I like vaping. I like vaping too. And just would love to try more. I'd love to try the lubes at some point when I can get them.
Yeah, for sure. You're in Boston, so they'll be there soon from us.
Yeah, good. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah. But cannabis, indicas are definitely more so my favorites as well. They're definitely more heavier in the body than a sativa would be, but I absolutely love them. Do you have any? And I love one hitters. That was like one of my go-tos, especially in my beginning stages of cannabis. Now I take so much cannabis to get a little stoned, but when I would just had a smaller dosage, I love having my one hitters just like in my cute little purse. It's so small and it's just so easy. Just pack it and puff. Like, it's just such an easy and simple tool that I wish like more people knew about. You can only find them in like really old head shops, I find. They're nothing like in the new dispensaries anymore, but it was a huge part of cannabis culture for a very long time.
Yeah.
Do you have any last tips for our listeners?
I think that the most important thing is no shame. Don't have shame about hanging out with your own body. Don't have shame about sort of feeling like you may need something to help get you there. And no shame about asking for what you want.
Almost definitely.
With someone else, whether that's asking just to have a little hit before, or whether it's when you're together asking for what you need and want, and however long it may take you to reach what you want with your sexual pleasure. But there's all sorts of things we need every single day to help us have the life or mental health that we want to feel our best. And cannabis is just such a beautiful thing to help us get where we want to go.
Great last tips. Yeah, for sure. No shame, no guilt, no stigma. Leave that all in the past. Devil's lettuce, goodbye. We're now talking to pot princesses and everything glorious and luxury now that cannabis is, right? Funny. How things have changed.
There is a whole world in there.
Yeah.
How much there is inside your body and your mind and everything just by, it's amazing.
Yes. Thank you so much, Caroline, and your time today. This has been a great episode talking about the orgasm gap, talking about multiple orgasms and how cannabis has really brought us there. So thank you so much for this epic podcast. And I hope to see you at one of our future Pleasure Peaks events. Maybe we'll have one in Boston one day.
Great. That'd be great. Thanks so much, Angela.
Perfect. Well, take care, guys. We have another episode coming up soon next week. Please tune in. These episodes have been absolutely phenomenal in helping women share their stories on cannabis without shame and guilt or stigma. So keep tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Ciao.